This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the German who swims to work.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Christy Lee at the news desk. And I forget what we were talking
what
about.
What were we talking about? Were you done with sports?
God, hope
yeah, it. Yeah, okay. I'm done.
And once again, just to reiterate.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
This is a great song.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Dell today.
I'm just saying that's a much better song than Me and Julio down by the school.
I enjoyed both. I really enjoyed both of them.
Song. I beg you.
And this song is indeed at the beginning of the Muppets. I was so confident it was Kodachrome and couldn't have been more wrong.
Kodachrome, so much better song.
I apologize to all those who were Kodachrome punching their radios.
Yelling at you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. We have to get to the news, I hope. Christy, what have you got?
This is kind of a sports story. A man in Germany swims the Isar River to get to work every day.
Isar River over there.
Isar River over here.
Is it Isar, Isar, I-S-A-R? How would you pronounce that?
What is it?
I think you did a fine job. Isar, yeah.
After becoming fed up with the traffic in Munich, Benjamin David began swimming the 1.2 miles to work each day.
Can you imagine working with this a-hole?
Well, hang on a second. I can sort of imagine it. Yeah.
It's bad enough. Let me just say something. I don't know this guy, but it's bad enough. If anybody works with somebody that has a Prius, and they walk in, I drove my pollution-free car. No, you didn't.
Batteries
powering your Prius were charged by a coal plant 4 miles from here. So don't tell me you're saving the earth, okay? So this guy, I swim to work.
Well, they most certainly
But he's
are.
Doing it because he doesn't want to deal with traffic.
Depending on the season, he wears swimming trunks or a long wetsuit.
There's a savings there of gasoline in the car.
And you're not... It's daily
exercise.
A totally zero footprint. That's impossible.
All right. Then what do you do with the battery when you're done? Sorry.
Depending on the season, he wears swimming trunks or a long wetsuit.
Goes naked. Those Germans.
As well as rubber sandals.
Hans, looking good.
To protect his feet from glass or the occasional bicycle laying in the river.
Also, the river's incredibly polluted.
Yeah. His commute sometimes invites laughs from bystanders.
Well, that's rude.
But David believes the ISAR might become a logical way to commute in the future.
He's
Why
wrong.
Doesn't he get a kayak?
People are not going to start swimming to work, okay?
Why wouldn't you get a kayak?
Good point.
But let this guy. Who cares?
Yeah,
good for him.
How is this hurting you?
Yeah,
because you just
because
you know this guy. This
that's
guy
a
is,
great question.
Because this guy is going to be so smug in German. You just know it. man, you pollute the world with your car. I swam to work today. Yeah, how about some deodorant and shower there, Hans?
He's doing it because he's fed up with
traffic. Not to save.
No, this guy's a jerk.
Oh, you.
Hey, Hans, can I have a bite? Can I have a bite of your soggy sauerkraut sandwich?
Oh, he took his lunch.
And naturally, he's German. He has sauerkraut sandwich.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, where was your dad in 42?
Stereotyping to the max right now.
Hey, can I carpool with you, Hans? Oh, I forgot. You're swimming to work.
His name is Benjamin David.
Mm-hmm. That's a cover.
My favorite part of the story is when he looked at all of us and said, imagine working with this AI. Well, we'll all try, Tom.
I'm going.
It would be a bummer.
I'm going green. Oh, I've so had it with these people.
I'm going what?
Green. Green. Is what
green.
He's...
Green.
This guy, is, I'm telling you, this is Prius guy times 50.
Well, didn't say anything about
Hay would almost run over my foot in his Prius. Makes no noise.
He knew what he was doing.
All of a sudden, this tire's right by my toe.
Trap
what the hell's
the
going
car.
On?
Make me do toast another time. I'll run over your foot.
Guy smells like river water sitting
that's the downside
sitting in the
here.
Meeting.
Well, he'll shower when he gets to work, I'm sure.
They've got a shower at work?
I'm sure a lot of places have a shower.
Why don't we have one? I wanted one.
Yeah, we should get one.
You designed the building.
They did not listen to anything I asked for.
Wait a minute.
I wanted a shower in the green room. I didn't ask for the backwards refrigerator door.
Okay.
There is no way in
you
hell
know what? Whoever
you
told
did
you,
not have a...
Whoever told you not to put the shower in the green room, I applaud them. Can you imagine a shower in our green room?
Why? You would put it in the bathroom.
Humidity everywhere and...
I don't want to mention any names, but there was a certain person that used to work here that needed a shower constantly.
Who was that?
You know
never
what
mind.
Was.
Never mind.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Now, some people just don't like bathing and it's annoying. Think of your fellow workers. Okay, let's move on.
You were like you on steroids today. Did you get any sleep last night?
No, I swim a river to get to work. You idiot.
A lot of people bike to work and then shower when they get to work. Why is that different?
Who showers when they get to work? What do you work at a school or they've got a big...
I know. My neighbor bikes to work and he gets to work downtown and showers at his office.
Right there at his desk.
Is it like a horse bath or a regular shower?
No, it's a regular shower.
What do you think of the horse bath, by the way?
A horse bath or a horse bath?
Horse bath.
Oh.
Act like you don't know. No.
A horse bath sounds pretty good. Somebody rubbing on you with a brush?
I thought he said a horse bath. And I'm
a horse bath.
Feeding you a carrot?
Yeah.
You've never heard of that?
Of course I've heard
of
that.
Something in pits, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, before you do the walk of shame... You know, you do the quick horse bath? Not
Why
you,
is it
I mean.
A walk of shame?
Exactly.
Maybe you had a great thing. Night. Oh,
I do not.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that? He totally saved it. Not you, I mean.
Right.
I do not
totally
care for
saved
that.
It.
I do not care for the term walk of shame.
I don't either.
It should be a walk of celebration.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in your case, it's
man?
Like the Rose Parade once a year.
Oh, is that
really?
That
look
woman
at,
or man
look
is
how pleased he is.
Josh, you ever shower for the first time at some young lady's house and you know, you hop in that bathtub shower and you look at that shampoo.
Which already
that,
hates.
That shampoo museum. They go, Jesus, I didn't know they made this much crap. What do you do in the shower?
Yeah.
And they've got that Luftwaffe thing that's like 4 feet long.
You ever accidentally knocked over that wall of shampoo? That's the worst. So loud. And
wow. Oh, you're trying to sneak out?
No, I just oh. I
then you
turn
go to
around.
Then you go to work and your hair smells
terrific.
Yeah, like yeah, that doesn't bother me. I'll
By
use.
Way, did you, there actually was a shampoo once called G? Your hair smells terrific.
Yep.
Did you know that? See, as you think yeah. I'm making.
I think
up.
You can still get it online.
There was an actual shampoo that named. But, well, for example, there's that. What's that fake butter called?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, I can never taste it. I can believe it's not butter. What is this made of? Yeah. Plastic and ground up Band-Aids?
It's not still butter. On the market.
Yeah, I can't believe anybody buys this crap. That'd be a better title.
When was the G, Your Hair Smells Great?
In the Your
Hair Smells Terrific. 70s,
early 80s.
Yeah, they made a douche. Didn't go over real well.
Oh, man.
I was going to ask if they also make crab shampoo.
It's from the 70s.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale.
Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine, knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Now, do you ever find this? You're in a restaurant, you go wash your hands, and you come back to the table, and you go, wait a minute, my hands smell like some weird bad French perfume.
Yeah, the soap is real bad. Yeah,
that always bothers me.
Is there anything that doesn't bother you?
No.
Well, thank goodness you have a forum that you can bother everyone else.
This guy swimming to work pisses me off.
Why does it piss you off?
Because you just know how smug this guy is.
No.
Well, Hans is here for the presentation. We know, Hans, you don't pollute the world. You swim to work every day.
There has to be... Why?
You smell like dead sauerkraut fish.
What does that mean?
There's no way he's not showering when he gets to work.
Oh, there sure is, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
This guy probably has the Hitler Youth haircut, the whole thing.
Oh my God, I got to find this guy.
I'm trying to find him right now.
Hey, he said, trying to change the subject. Someone just tweeted me, I know you've moved past this, but the temperature gauge in my car says 77.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I got 8 more.
It's 69 somewhere.
It's 69. Okay.
Okay, here's the article about the guy.
I got 8 more.
This is the guy here.
This is the guy.
Okay, he's wearing... Oh, now I really hate him. He's wearing this Teva sandal,
yes,
so I'm already
every
out.
Day.
Oh. Yeah, you don't wear anything weird when you swim.
Puts it all in a waterproof bag.
Yeah, webbed hands. You don't... Oh, geez.
He puts it all in a waterproof bag.
Wait a second. Hold on. He's going downstream.
Oh, he's floating.
He's just floating.
No, he's swimming. There he goes.
Oh, God, that water's got to be poison. That look at that. Would you? Oh, that.
Let's see.
The water looks poison. I mean, it is just brown and probably full of... you know, they remember Hudson River whitefish? Used condoms.
That's one of my favorite terms for that.
Hudson River whitefish.
I've also heard Coney Island whitefish.
One of those bags. They're really nice. They're really waterproof. Great. Mm.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? That's your takeaway from this?
Yeah.
Hans swimming.
He checks the water level, the speed of the current, and the water temperature, and decides to wear whether his shorts or his wetsuit.
Yeah. He's not a particularly fit man.
No?
That's why. Good point. That's why he's just floating to work.
He said there are other people that are joining him. It's becoming a movement. He said there are a lot of people that are fond of swimming.
Speaking of movements, the river.
They're swimming through the movement.
Yeah, we're going to see this guy's going to get some form of dysentery, and he'll be unable to attend the meetings because he's still on the toilet.
You know, I wish this guy nothing but a long and healthy life.
Me
because
too.
If he gets some sort of disease from swimming in that river, we'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, well, I love this.
I love that it upsets you so much.
No, again, I'm just saying, you know this guy is really smart.
No, I don't know it.
Maybe he really is altruistic and has a wonderful attitude about everything.
It doesn't say anything about doing this to save the earth. He's just trying to avoid traffic.
Just trying to get along.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's quiet. You don't have to...
That's right. He doesn't have to listen to the... Radio.
Does it have to listen to you?
And you yammering. Yes.
An old Hans pruny skin. A little late for the meeting again, Hans. What happened? Was there a barge in the way? This guy's single, isn't he?
I guarantee that. Single?
Honey, I'm going to swim to work. I want a divorce, you a-hole.
I can't.
Just immediately ask for a divorce.
Sorry.
I'm trying to see if there's a shower at work.
Benjamin David, do your thing.
Good for you, Benjamin David.
That's right. Do whatever.
When I arrive, I go to the bar and swimwear and order a cappuccino. They have a coffee bar at their office. My colleagues have to grin as they arrive by bus or car. But yeah, some of them sometimes swim with me because they want to get to know how it is, he says.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very nice.
To sum up, that's very nice.
Yeah, try that in the Hudson.
My 8 minutes.
Well, I work on Wall Street, but I live in the Upper West Side. I go out in the Hudson, and Yeah, and of course, they have to get a shot every afternoon.
Yes, I...
just to kill the spirochetes that are now living under my eyelids.
Oh. When my arms get tired, I just grab a nearby corpse. And...
There's one of theirs.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I don't think it's a movement that's going to take off. No.
Would have been great if he were planning on being in the Olympics in Rio. He could have.
Oh.
He could have.
Oh, that's
remember,
true.
Remember
yeah.
when the pool oh. turned green?
This water is quite clean.
Should we try to get him on the phone?
Sure.
No.
No.
Yes.
Not after you.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you get him on the phone, I'm going to tell him everything you said about him.
Well, first of all, he speaks German. Do you speak German?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I would think you'd speak German.
No, I don't, but we can...
No, he speaks German.
Dean does.
He just talks like this.
Dean speaks German, our producer. Yeah. Give him a chance to try out
his... Dean speaks high school German. He'll be the first to admit that.
Well, that should be enough. All we have to be able to say
is... I can only hope.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, guten Morgen.
Yes. Could this possibly be Benjamin Davis?
Are you Hans the River Swimmer?
Oh, this is Benjamin. Someone said you wanted to talk to me this morning. Yes,
yeah, listen, this is a scam. You're swimming to work in some polluted river and that I've never heard of. I just can't imagine how you're probably more smug than the member of our staff who never stops talking about the fact that he drives a Prius and is saving the earth, which I don't believe for a minute.
Oh, gosh, you know, I hope I'm not smug. I certainly hate it when people are smug, you know. I'm out doing the charity work and swimming to work and all that, just trying to mind my own business. And every now and then I turn on the radio and I hear some loud mouth.
Yes, go on.
He's looking down on everyone from above and thinking he's above it all. And he sounds quite smug. And, oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. Now, do you shower when you get to work, or do you just like the body emissions that you give out after swimming in raw sewage?
No, of course. I get to work, and I have, you know, the clean clothes that takes a shower.
Good.
And all that, because I don't know if you know the river that I swim through. I have to swim right beneath the bridge over there. It's the Hans Schmidt the Third Bridge.
I thought it was Hans Schmidt Jr. Oh, they built a new one? Hans Schmidt the Third?
This is the new one, aimed after the third generation.
Ah, sure, yeah.
How do you keep your lunch dry? Did you pack a lunch today?
Oh, of course. I always pack the sauerkraut fish, which is delicious.
Doesn't the bread get a little soggy?
It can get a little soggy, but I try to seal it all in a Tupperware dish and put it in the refrigerator with my name on it because, you know, I don't want to stink up anything or offend anybody else, you know, trying to impose my own opinion on them.
Now, how do you get home? Because I noticed in this video that you're actually floating downstream. After work, do you have to power swim all the way back home?
Oh, I can see how you might not understand this since you don't have the German engineering education. Mm. But yeah, if you swim downstream one way, then to go home, you must swim upstream the other way.
Uh-huh. That's got to be kind of rough. This guy's got quite a bit of current, you know, all that sewage being pumped in from the north.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
Got to race that the 9 o'clock turd release.
Oh, jeez. You know what?
Benjamin, I apologize.
Yeah,
look,
if I
leave late, I get the 9 o'clock release.
I think we're all going to be leaving.
I can't think of any reason to stay here.
Yeah. Come on.
Thank you, Hans.
You know, I'm starting to understand why I wanted to wipe the rest of the world out. Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.